January 19th, 2024. Proof number 3, the mother. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took away our illnesses and bore our diseases. Matthew 8:14-17. The action is instant. Peter's mother-in-law was healed to the fullest, completely. No recovery time, but only instant service. This is the power of Christ. To be with Christ is to be in the presence of life itself. And life so powerful that all darkness can be cast out with only a word. Life so powerful that men flock to him because there's hope that he will heal their brother who can't walk, or near-death mother, or sick friend. This man walked into the world and did the extraordinary. Life had entered death. He moved as a light in a dark room, and all who laid eyes on him flocked to him for breath, for light. He was water in a parched land. Those dying of thirst ran to drink of the fountain of life. Not just in his healing, but in every word he spoke. The grace and compassion were like salve on the wounds of all who believed. We see him in verse 18, which follows. It's not in this text, but it's in the next for tomorrow. But we see in verse 18 that he gives orders also to get away from the crowd. Because he wasn't like us, and we didn't deserve him. See, he was so powerful and so different. And he gave himself to heal and to bear our diseases, like we read in verse 17 when the writer quotes Isaiah. But he was so different because he cared nothing to be famous. His motives were pure. He sees the crowd and departs. He had no problem with departing. He had power and humility. Men today would see the crowds and say their ministry is going well. He saw the crowds and stayed his course. He wasn't wooed by men or drawn to be recognized. He was level. He was solid. He could cast out demons. And yet he brought rebels close. He cared for the weak and the strong and the ones we call mother. What other option is there when fully healed but to serve? Serve this man, this God man. What other option is there in this kind of presence? And more than that, what other option when a man reads this text but to plead for life and forgiveness of his sins? This man deserves nothing less. Jesus deserves nothing less. All glory is to this man, this God man. His compassion and his love is flowing from these incidents in a way that screams he's all we need. So the question is, where is life? If you read this text today, you have found it. And with that, have a happy Friday.